Praise the Lord. And it is a joy to be with God's people this morning, and I thank Pastor Mark for the opportunity and all the elders for your support. This is one of the church, all Americans don't look alike. I was at your communion time, and I recognize most of you. That is very rare, because all the churches that I preach, most of them look alike. And so that's a compliment to you, and I feel sorry for my friend Santosh. Somebody asked him, are you the one bringing the message today? Now, that means all Indians look alike. And I'm thankful again to Pastor Mark for the opportunity, and to Brother James Paulus and his family for hosting the Bible study yesterday, and for arranging for us to come and share what God's doing. It's amazing how many people have remembered the last trip when I was here. And in the communion time, one gentleman made a statement that most people in the world are sincere. They are following different religion. And by the way, Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Christ. So he made a statement that one of the pastors objected to this man when he said, Christ is the only way. By the way, Jesus Christ is not the best redeemer. He's not. He's not even the best Lord. I love that look. My wife was supposed to be with me this morning, but she fell ill yesterday. But can you imagine if she was sitting here and I would introduce her and say, she's my best wife. I'm glad you got that one. Christ should never be the best Lord of your life. May He be the only way, the truth, and life. So many people in this world, according to the beliefs of the philosophical belief of people, they think that if we are sincere, we'll go to heaven. That reminds me of a man. He was watching National Geographic on a big screen in his house, and he saw the deer. And as soon as he saw the deer on the National Geographic, he went to get his gun, loaded the gun, shot the deer, killed the deer. Till his wife came and said, uh-oh, you just ruined the television. He was sincerely shooting the deer, but he was sincerely wrong. You can be sincere in your belief, but if you don't believe in Christ, you can be sincerely wrong. I come from a country with 1.2 billion people. We have Hinduism is our main belief. And one of the things, Shirley MacLaine's doing a great job in bringing our religion to your country, called the New Age. Thank you, young people, for asking the question, why do people follow New Age in this country? New Age is the only religion that allows you to live as filthy as you want and still feel religious about yourself. That's why many people like to follow the New Age. I was looking at my notes, Pastor Mark, yesterday before I brought the message today. I said, let me just look at my update of what's been happening since I was here last. The Lord has blessed the ministry today with 53,380 churches established. In the last 11 months, 268 pastors have been martyred for their faith in Christ. Since I was here last, two more attempts of assassination been added to me. That's 21 attempts of assassination on my life. Now, one of these days, you will hear that Sam Thomas went to be with the Lord. I don't want to die of cancer. I don't want to die in on your highway. No desire. Neither do I want to be dying in an old age home. I want the members of this church to hear me loud and clear. With all sincerity, my desire is to die a martyr's death. Because the blood of martyrs are the seeds for new churches. When these men have died in India, there is an average of 15 churches per month being established with all denomination in India. To God be the glory for great things He hath done. By the way, Jesus Christ never asked us to wear the cross. Justin Bieber wears the cross. Yeah. MJ wore the cross. MJ is Michael Jackson, by the way. You didn't know who he was. But we're not called to wear the cross. We are called to bear the cross. There's a big difference in wearing the cross and bearing the cross. Then you identify yourself with the Lord. I thank the Lord this ministry. The Lord has given us the strategy. How can we win India for Christ? Our strategy is to have 1 million orphan leaders by the year 2030. So far in the Ministry of Hope Givers, 37,000 children have grown up in our orphanage and have gone into full-time ministry. Now, if you look at the statistics of this ministry is 55 years old. 97% of our children that are in the orphanages end up in full-time ministry. Somebody asked me, looks like you brainwashed these kids. No, we don't brainwash them. We just don't teach them anything else. We teach them God's Word. And the reason we have this ministry for the orphans, there are 33 million living on the streets of India. Book of Psalms 127 verse 4 and 5. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of arrows. At Hope Givers, all we do is gather the arrows, sharpen them with the Word of God, and then take those arrows from God's quiver and launch them into the villages where gospel's never been preached. That's what Hope Givers does. We are in the arrow gathering business. We are today in Nepal, in Burma, in Haiti, in Africa. We'll go anywhere where they allow us to take the orphans and raise them to be missionaries for their own people. In the Ministry of Hope Givers, our desire is to bring hope from the inside out, not from the outside in. We would like to bring hope from within, raise the arrows from within the culture. And they are cheaper, by the way. They're better than buy one, get one free. Seriously, if you support a child who is a missionary, graduate of the Bible college, for $75 you can support a missionary in India. Now again, I have some pictures of the children. Let me explain how this ministry works. $35 a month will support a child in the Ministry of Hope Givers. You will get a packet of a child that is in the orphanage. But you do not support this child. You support the home that they live in. Now, some of you say, well, with Compassion World Vision, we all get to sponsor a child. I know you do. But there creates a problem. There comes a problem then. What happens when you have an orphanage with 80 children? Only 10 are sponsored. So you mean to tell me that 70 will not be fed? Most of the ministries around the world, they don't have 24-hour, 7 days a week care. At Hope Givers, these children live in the orphanage. They don't just come for an hour study and we send them back to their homes. They live there. That's how we see 97% of them go into full-time ministry. So when you support $35 a month, this particular home, it guarantees that this child will be taken for sure, care for sure, but also there will be food for every child in the orphanage. Now some people, they're wealthy donors. In the past, we have given individual sponsorships. So when they come to see them, they bring iPad for them. They bring iPhone for them. Now imagine one child walking with gadget while 79 don't have it. So we came up with this idea that let's allow people to support the home where at any given time, one child will be cared for till Christ comes. Since I was here last, we have started a ministry among the dowry castaway. Most Indians know about this. Most Americans hardly have a clue about this. Most of the marriages in India take place, depends on the dowry that you can get. Even Christians take dowry. I love the answer my father gave. Of course, I'm married to a lady from America. She's from Maine. That makes me the Maine Indian. But I'll never forget when I was in college, somebody came to my father and says, oh, we would love to give your son 10 lakh rupees, which is a lot of money. And my father looked at her. The parents of the girl said, my son is not for sale. I'm glad he didn't sell me. But most of the marriages in India, the wife's parents have to give money to the husband. Sometimes it could be 5,000, sometimes it could be 10,000, sometimes it could be $50,000. But if they don't get to pay the entire fee, they call them kitchen accidents in India. kitchen accident is nothing but a man goes to the kitchen, pours kerosene on his dear wife, sets her on fire. 85% of them end up dying. Now let's watch the video to remove all doubts. This ministry among the dowry castaway women is only 38 months old. In the last 38 months, 390 women have been rescued by the Ministry of Hope Givers. 280 have accepted Christ. 250 have died. What have they left us behind? 73 children who are in a hope home. Question is asked, why do you invest so much when they end up dying while you care for them? Christ has given us the glorious privilege to share Christ with them, where they accept Christ and they never have to be burned again in eternity. Pray with us as we are trying to pass a law in through the Supreme Court in India, that these men who do this violence, they should be punished. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Book of Luke, chapter 10. Thank you again, Pastor Mark, for the opportunity. Luke chapter 10. If you have the right Bible, it's page 896. I was just seeing if Santosh has the right one. By the way, the reason I'm picking on Santosh, he was my guru. He was the one who taught me how to do recording in the studio many, many years ago. And praise God for our friendship. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42 is the text. The subject this morning. And by the way, oh, I forgot to show you this. How many of you like this puppet? Seriously, be honest. Don't you think it's ugly? Thank you. Thanks. I love it. I love sincere people. The reason it looks ugly, I own the patent for this. I'm not kidding. I have a friend. His name is Scott. He owns the patent of BMW, Mercedes, Land Rovers. He owns the patent of the engines, Porsches. He lives in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. He's a dear friend of mine. So I was sitting in his office. I said, one of these days, Scott, I'm going to own a patent too. I didn't think I would be, it'll ever happen. I was coming back from Haiti. I said, Lord, there'll be a lot of children who will never get to an orphanage. But I'd love to see in my lifetime, at least that we can give million gospel literature to the children who never get to go to the orphanage. So I was sitting in American Airlines. I had a napkin, and this is where I designed. Now, this is not a cute puppet. It's not something sophisticated. The secret is not the design. The secret is in the Velcro in the bottom. You heard of Charles Stanley? Have you heard of Charles Stanley? He was not even in my radar when I was designing this. He heard about this design. An In Touch Ministry called and said, Sam, we'll give you complete Bible, solar powered, 89 languages of the world, with 50 sermons of Charles Stanley in it. You get the churches to make the puppet, and we'll give you the complete Bible. There are 89 different languages they have given this to us. Now some of you look and say, oh, that's a cute puppet. No. Thank you for asking. Who will make them? You will. So in your spare time, instead of fighting with your husband, I encourage you to please make this puppet as many as you can. In the last 1 year, we have given over 10,000 of these. American church members have made this. And we take the gospel to people in Nepal, and the children have received them. Now, some of you say, well, how do you know that it'll ever work? Read the Bible. The Word of God will never come back void. The goal is to give the gospel out to as many people as we can before Christ comes. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 through 42. But Martha was cumbered about many things, saying, and came to him and said to the Lord, Doest thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bidder therefore that she help me. Verse 41. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Trust the Spirit of God will bless the reading of his words to our hearts this morning. Guarding our attitude. I'd love to see a lot of young people this morning. Would you just take your pen and a paper, just any paper, except the hymnal. Write the acrostic, attitude. Let's just work together. ATTITUDE. If letter A is number one letter of the alphabet, then T is number 20 of the alphabet. Then again, T is number 20 of the alphabet. I is number 9 of the alphabet. T is again number 20 of the alphabet. U is again number 21 of the alphabet. D is number 4 of the alphabet. E is number 5 of the alphabet. Now please calculate, tell me what is the total. Quick. 100. 100% matters your attitude when you come to serve Christ. Martha was worried. Martha was good at worrying. How many of you know your mother who was good at worrying? My mother was a professional at worrying. By the way, I used to have the waves. Now I have the beach. I just want to make sure you're with me. Martha comes to the Lord and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to work alone?" I love it. Can't she talk to her sister? You know the problem today in our churches? Gossip. Gossip is killing our churches. We talk about others to someone else instead of talking to that person. I hope I'm speaking in English. Gossip is not a bad word. We need to gossip the gospel. Oh, I got a gossip to tell you. Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary. That's a good gossip. Instead of talking about Sue and John. Martha comes to the Lord and says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do work alone?" I'm sure if I was there, Christ would have responded like this. Duh. That's a Greek word, by the way, if you didn't know that. Why don't you talk to her directly? Attitude. When we worry, we forget who the Lord is and who is the servant. Some of us, we just complain to God, thinking as if He's our puppet. I love the scripture. What right the clay has to talk to the potter? We are to be obedient to Him. But sometimes when we start worrying, we forget who is the servant and who is the Lord. I love for some of us to talk to our wives like we talk to our God. You will not have a supper. Yeah, you will not have a place to live. But we treat God as if He's some slave. Let me tell you, friends, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pastor Mark, I pastor a church too with 2,000 members. We have three kind of members in our church. Shiners, whiners, and recliners. I love to carry sometimes some cheese to go along with their wine. Just complain. Complaining attitude. Churches is full of them. Here comes Martha. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to work alone?" Christ very gently tells her, she's chosen the best part. He did not say to Mary, "Please, didn't you hear your sister go yak, yak, yak?" He didn't say that. He said, "She has chosen the best." Friends, when we come to worship God, we need to guard our attitude. Martha was busy serving Christ, but she was not enjoying. I know many Christians who do not enjoy Christian life. I want to make very clear to the members of this church this morning, it's a delight for me to serve Christ. I serve the Lord with gladness. You ready? I'm under jet lag. I don't even know if it's day or night. But it doesn't matter. He's given the privilege to me to come and share God's word to you. I count it as an honor to do it. Now, would I be happy to be in bed this morning than to be in the house of the Lord? The second one. You know, sometimes we allow the work of the Lord to be more important than we forget the Lord of the work. We get so busy with the work of the Lord that we forget the Lord of the work. Members of this church, Satan does not mind you coming to church. Satan does not mind you attend communion. Satan does not mind you read the Bible. Satan doesn't mind you give offering. as long as he can take the joy of what you're doing, he's okay with it. Let me help you. How many of you come to the church and you forgot to put the dollar change for the offering? Don't you love the way we're supposed to think God's going to be really helped by your dollar change? But when the offering time comes, we look everywhere, can't find the dollar. The only thing, smallest bill we have is $10. Now watch this attitude. Ugh. I give it. Won't give it for next 10 Sundays. It's a negotiation. Don't you love it? Oh, the church service was good, but the preacher went a little long. Satan is glorified with that attitude. How was the devotion this morning? Oh, well, I didn't understand a word of it. How many chapters did you read? I read 4 chapters from the book of Genesis. Satan does not mind you reading the Bible. As long as you come out with a grumpy attitude, he's happy with you. You can ask the waiters in the United States of America. The only day they do not like to work is Sunday afternoon. That speaks volumes of Christian believers, doesn't it? We have the worst attitude after worship. We go to the whatever restaurant we choose, and we are the ugliest people to the waiters. And we just sang in the church, "Here I am to worship." Seriously? Let's add one more verse to that song. "Here I am to work on my attitude." Most of us will have an argument before we even reach the parking lot. About what?
Well, you didn't look at me during the Sunday school hour.
Who asked you to park here? Let me tell you, friends, attitude matters. You look at Sunday morning. By the way, no offense to you, I've not seen many of your greeters, but I've been in many, many churches. And some of those greeters, they just wake up from their bed and don't even brush their teeth. They just come straight to the door.
"Hello, how are you?"
Yeah, right. By looking at them, man, I want to go to the movie theater. People need to be attracted to Christ. They will be attracted if we have a better attitude. God has blessed your country more than any other country on the face of the earth. Friends, be thankful to God for what he has given you before he takes it away from you. If he can give it to you, he can take it away too. I have known friends who were billionaires, and today they're living in a 2-bedroom apartment. Lost everything 6 years ago. God looks at your attitude. When you come to worship him, do you come with a grateful heart? Do you say, "Lord, I'm so thankful that you saved me. I'm thankful that you have given me a church where I can grow in your word"? Or do you just find reasons to complain? God loves a silent heart worship than a grumbling heart worship. Look at verse 40 again, please. "Don't you care that she has left me to work alone?" A bad attitude spoils the gift that you bring to the altar. Jesus prefers a quiet devotion of a sincere heart. I will close with this thought. My father, who is now with the Lord, his name is M.A. Thomas. He asked me a question. "Son, will you not do something for the Lord when he calls me to be home with him?" I was stupid enough to respond to that question. But I don't know, that was a Greek word, so I hope you got the spelling right. I looked at him, and sometimes we were driving an ambassador car. And I'm sitting in that car. My father said, "Is there something you will not do?" Of course, he's from Kerala, a big voice. This is how he will speak. "Is there something you will not do, son?" "Yeah." I should have never said that. I said, "I will not baptize lepers." Discussion was over. It was not a comma. Period. Exclamation. I took him to the airport, took his luggage out, and he happened to look at his watch. He says, "We still have 6 hours before my flight." I said, "Yeah. We just drove 14 hours. I said, "Good. Get yourself a cup of coffee. Have some refreshment in the airport. I'm going back home." "Oh, no, son." I don't know whoever gave him the weirdest thing called cell phone. "Brother Rajan, what are you doing today?" "All right, we'll be there shortly." "Son, put the luggage back in the car." "So where are we going?" "So we're going to a leper colony." I said, "You got to be kidding." He was a little nice father, not the way I make him sound. He said, "Son, you've been driving for 14 hours. You just take a nap. I'll go in." And you know what? Lepers live in the same colony. They don't go for morning shift and evening shift. They just live there. So he calls them and says, "We're going to have a church service," and boom, 500 of them show up. And I'll never forget, I had a 45-minute good nap. He knocks on my car window. Dad did. "Son," I said, "we ready?" No. 27 people have accepted Christ today in the meeting, and they want to obey the Lord in baptism. And I told them, "My son has come, and he'll be more than honored to baptize you." Oh, listen, young people, I wanted to kill my father with the love of Christ. Seriously, he was 6'2". I really wanted to choke him. No thanks. Of course, we spoke a different language than the lepers did. We spoke Malayalam. So I said to him, I said, "Please, I just told you I don't want to be baptizing any lepers." No argument. Come. You should have seen me. I looked like Mr. Grump. There was no joy in my face. So I can preach this message because I'm preaching this to me. So I get into the tank and I can still see this lepers standing outside the baptism tank. And I'm telling you, I hated it so much, I didn't even open my eyes. I could hear them come on the steps into the water. And I'll open my eyes for just a moment to see where their hand is. Grab their neck. Of course, I ask questions. "Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in that Christ died for you?" And all that theological question. "Yes, yes, yes." Nobody ever told me that you're not supposed to hold the hands of lepers too tight. Nobody did. So I held the hand of the third leper. I don't know what happened. Maybe he was not going down with me. I just squeezed it a little bit. As soon as I squeezed it, pus came out of his hand onto my hand. That was it. I looked at Dad. I said, "You want to be a martyr? We'll make it happen today." I said, "No way." And my father, of course, he's standing there. "This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made." I said, "Oh, please. He made all the other days, not this one." Of course, if you knew my father, listen, young people, let me tell you this. My father, he was a great guy. He didn't believe in spanking. He believed in whipping. I was scared. I said, "Okay, I'll baptize all 27. And then I came out and I told him, I said, "Dad, now see, I don't even have extra pair of clothes. I wanted him to have some sympathy for me. He He said, you have north face, they drive fast. That was out, so that excuse is out. So we're in the car, leaving the leper colony. And you have to understand, most of these lepers have no fingers. So they're standing like this. Thank you for coming to our colony. Thank you for coming. But two of the ladies said something to my father. Dr. Thomas, we have prepared lunch for you. Would you please give us the honor to have you at the house? And I stole him in Malayalam. No way, Jose. This is what I told him in Malayalam. I said, no, I will buy you lunch. Doesn't matter how expensive it is. We are not eating from this home. What part of that don't you understand? And of course, he opens the gate. Yes, my dear sister, we'll be happy to eat with you. Oh. They bring the food. You see the hands with no fingers. Let me tell you, you don't have an appetite. They had a dog in the house. He was sitting right under the table. So I acted like I was eating. So I gave my food to the dog. And of course, I had to put the plate back on the table. And I said, thank you very much. And I was leaving. No, 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 dear sister. My son loves your food. Would you please give him some more? And then he spoke to me in Malayalam. Son, I know you have not eaten your food you gave to the dog. Make the long story short. God was breaking Sam Thomas. Today, the same guy who's standing in front of you has had the privilege of baptizing over 13,000 lepers. But God had to change my attitude. Friends, it is one thing to be saved, but it is a total different thing to have an attitude check. Some of you are upset at your pastor because he didn't give you the Sunday school. Some of you are upset because somebody didn't recognize your flowers. Is it about you? Or is it about Christ? If it is about Christ, let's bring our attitude to the cross and say, Lord, no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. Let's bow our heads. Heads bowed and eyes are closed. No one looking around. We have come to the most sacred part of the worship. It's a talk between you and God. No one looking around, please. I want you to just answer this question. With what attitude did you come to church today? Did you come with an attitude that if I don't come, they will call me and say, where was I today? Or did you come because you want to worship Him? Many have lost their life last week. But God has kept you among the living to worship the living God. Would you do an attitude check? Would you be thankful to God for what He has given you already? But above all, would you say, thank you, Lord, for loving me, for saving me, and for giving me eternal life? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Do you have reason to complain? Then you have a reason to pray. Don't gripe about life. God has blessed you beyond measure. Some of you just wanting a pickup truck and you're just so angry at God, He has not given you a pickup truck. But He's given you a car. He's given you a house. You just don't have one by the beach. Friends, be thankful for what He has blessed you with before He takes it away from you. Is there God? Does God need to change your attitude today? Are you grateful for your husband? Are you grateful for your wife? Are you grateful for your children? Are you grateful for your pastor? Grateful for this church? Are you grateful for your country? If not, may God change your attitude to be thankful. Father in heaven, I pray that you will seal this message to our hearts, including me. May I not serve you with complaining spirit, but may I serve you with a heart of gratitude. I thank you for this church, members of this church. Help us to serve you, work for you with gladness. May the people of this community know that the members of this church are happy to be Christians. In Jesus' name, amen.